Dear Chicago.
Down south.
Smile. It's thick and creamy.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago?
How about Chicago?
How do you sing "How about Chicago" in Spanish? Does it translate?
No, like not directly. Right. But it'd be something like,
sing it.
I can't say. I really don't know what that would be like. It'd be something like "Como Chicago."
Oh, fun!
You're right. Como Chicago.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky,
and this is Chicago. Chicago. Ah,
we're recording out of you, apparently.
Exactly. Oh, we're in ya. Oh my God! What was the street that we were on today?
Watchana. No, seriously, the street was called Watchana.
It's actually like, Washana.
Oh, Washana?
Yeah, because it's like an Indian word.
Watchana.
It's like, I don't know if it's an Indian but word
it's like,
or
watch
it's a
tribe. Watch it now.
It's literally WASHTNAW. Wash it now.
Wash it now. So, you guys, this week we are doing 4 15-minute shows, plus or minus.
Maybe we'll do a fifth one. I kind of like this.
It does go by a lot quicker.
Yes.
There is a lot more editing I have to do, though. Yeah. There's more shows, but it doesn't take as long to make them. So
yeah. We'll do maybe one or two more.
Okay.
We have stories to say.
We got stories.
I got a story for you.
Okay.
I'm in a really like Amy Winehouse kind
of mood. You are. You're like
jazzing
it up. I want to be Amy Winehouse.
Right.
But not dead.
The drunk one.
I want to be Amy Winehouse skinny.
No. That's
could you imagine?
Insulting.
She had a weird body too. I mean, I'm not making fun of her, but her physique was different.
She wasn't curvy,
right?
So
she was like straight up and down.
Yeah, like it was very. She was very like narrow and very small. So it was like it almost made her look like she was like a pencil,
a popsicle stick.
Yeah, no curve whatsoever.
So you guys, I kind of have a serious subject to talk about.
Although I do have to say that when she was a little thicker, she did have a little bit more curve.
Yeah.
But anyways, go ahead.
And I don't know how to address this because, all right, so my brother made a post on his Facebook page. He like reposted it. So he didn't add any additional information to it, but he reposted it to his wall.
Which is like he posted it himself.
Yes. And it was a picture of, well, it was a news article about the high firecrackers. It was a news article about how the gay flag is burdening Christians and it makes them feel that they have no rights. And it said like all this bad stuff, like they're not able to speak what they want to anymore. You know, they can't voice their opinion because of their religion or a religion. They feel like they just have no rights anymore. They're oppressed. They've just had all their rights stricken away. And that the gay flag is actually worse than the Confederate flag.
Oh, Lord. Okay. I mean,
give
somebody a heart attack. Jesus is coming through you. Or he's coming to you through a Coke.
I have to clean the wall because I've got wall.
Because it's going to dry and it's going to be really sticky.
So go ahead. What were you saying?
Well, first of all, I think that's horseshit. You're comparing. You're trying to compare
apples. Horse caca.
Caca de caballo. For all my Spanish speakers out there, you did not clean that really well, so it's gonna stick. There's a line. There's a line. Oh, that's the chord. I'm such a dumbass. Shadows. Shadows. It's stupid. They're comparing apples to oranges. He should be ashamed of himself for reposting that. And I think you should address it, Switzerland.
Okay, so this is the thing. I have not addressed it yet.
It's probably too late for you to address it.
It probably is, but it doesn't mean I can't address it if it happens again. This is the thing about my brother. Okay, my brother is 13 years younger than I am. And I've always given him the benefit of the doubt because he was a young person. He lives in the South. He's around a bunch of people that use the N-word, the F-word.
All kinds of words.
All the words.
You mean they use nice and fancy?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. They probably don't know those words.
And I've always kind of pushed it off.
Your asshole went like this, didn't you? Because he thought I was going to say it.
But now he's 25, and I can't really use the validation that he's a young person anymore. Okay. He has a child. He's married. He has a gay brother. How do I address it without, being, his father or telling him what... Because, our dad passed away.
Right.
But I don't want to be the preachy person. How do I get the point across without being preachy and not, being the henpecker? How dare you do this to me? How dare you do this? You have a gay... How do I address
that?
And the listeners, too, if you have suggestions about Roger.
Yes. I understand that this is a tough subject to address with him. But I think that the more you hem-haw around how to approach him and just do it from a place of, just honesty and... Wait, hold on, before you respond. Just a place of, an honest place and a heartfelt place, it's going to come out in a way that's going to reach him, hopefully, and that you won't have to respond to him again about it. You guys won't talk about it. You'll tell him, you'll come from that place and you say to him, and hopefully he receives the message and it won't happen again if you articulate it in that fashion. But the one thing that you have to remember is that no matter what, he's not around you. He's not around this type of environment. So he may not change. And you have to accept that. And it's unfortunate. But
why is it easier for me to tell him, how fucking dare you use the N-word? Stop teaching it to your child. Stop saying it. It's offensive to people. There's no need for it. But I cannot.
Because I'll tell you why. Because you're afraid that he's going to stop talking and you're going to lose contact with him. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly why. I mean, and that's a very valid reason. But you need to address it with him.
So I kind of feel I want to address it.
You need to address it with him and understand that the consequence that can come from that. That's the thing that you need to understand is that either you
accept... There's consequences when you say something?
Right.
I mean,
you have to remember that there's two things that are going to come into play. One, he's going to cut you out because he's going to be pissed that you said something to him, or you guys are going to get into an argument and that's going to lead to that. Or two, then you allow him to continue to be this way and accept the fact that he's an idiot for reposting shit like that, knowing well that he has a brother who's gay.
Mm-hmm.
You have to pick and choose what...
I kind of feel that this is not an issue that I want to speak to over the internet or over the phone or through a messenger or through text message. I kind of feel like... I kind of feel like this should be something that's in person, but in
person... We need to go visit Switzerland because apparently...
I need to live there. If I have to address something that really hurts my feelings or that's serious to me, I kind of I don't want to say shut down, but I forget what I want to say.
Right.
And then I apologize for crying or getting upset when... Mm-hmm. Actually, after everything happens and I think about it, I'm like, I fucking had a right to be pissed off.
Of course.
Or I had a right to cry. That's the thing. I don't want to go down there for Thanksgiving and be like, oh, happy Thanksgiving, but,
I mean, the other side to it, too, the other side is that you don't address it and you hope to God that it doesn't happen again.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to address it.
And I think what makes it harder is I only have my brothers and sisters, my brother and my two sisters. Yeah. I don't have anyone else. I don't have aunts. I don't have uncles. I don't have parents. These are the these three people are the last connection. Remaining of my life.
Yeah.
So if I lose them, I won't have and I don't want to say that you're not important. Tony's not important.
No, but Gigi, you won't have Samantha,
all these people aren't important to me, but a family member is a lot different than a friend.
Right. A chosen family member.
Right.
I can't imagine that it's an easy subject. However, there have been times where, family members of mine have said, certain things, and I've addressed it with them right there and then. And I know that it's different because it was online and whatever, but for me, I just that's funny and all, and I know who you are, and I'm not going to say it's okay that you say that in front of me, but what I am going to say is, if you say that, be mindful who's around you, because that's not cool, and I don't like it. And I will, and I know that you are not coming from a hateful place, but I'm going to tell you right now, just be mindful of who you say it in front of.
I had an aunt I don't want to say an aunt. I think it was like a aunt by marriage or something that I'd never met in my entire life. But this person, when my grandmother passed away, she added me on Facebook. She was my mom's brother's wife, so I guess that's my aunt. But I had posted a picture of a cowboy on a hay bale or something. I don't know, it was a long time ago, in 2006 or something. And she said something. She was like, this picture is inappropriate. I don't want my grandchildren to see this. I cannot believe you would post something like that and be a disgrace to your family members and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, on Facebook, I was like, well, fuck you. I've never met you before, and just blocked her. Girl, my mom read that. How about she was up there at their house 4 hours away? She drove 4 hours to go to her face and tell her, if you ever, ever talk to my son like that again, I'll fucking drown you in the Potomac River.
Oh.
My mom's redheaded.
She's going Jimmy Hoffa her ass. Yeah.
She would. So actually today, Rogers kept me really busy today, but today is the 1 year anniversary of my mom passing away. So it kind of feels good to talk about her in that way. It's not real negative. So
yeah,
I mean, it's not negative, but,
it's a touchy subject, and I don't know how close you are. It doesn't seem like you're extremely close with him. Maybe not as close as you are with your
I think sister. I'm close enough that it's hurtful. So I think that's close.
Yeah. But it's not... what I mean by close enough, meaning that you don't talk to him on a daily and...
No.
Other sister or,
Right.
But I do think, you have to be mindful of the consequences of having that conversation. And like I said, it's going to go, one of two ways. It's either you're going to address it with him and he may, at the end of the day, your hope is that he will receive the message and be like, oh, I'm really sorry. Didn't mean to offend you. I still love you. I will not repost stuff like that. That's hopefully what he would receive and say. But the likelihood of that happening is slim to none. And you would know better what his reaction may be.
I think I could tell him and talk to him about it. Mm-hmm. And he would not, in person to me, he would not be like, you fucking asshole or whatever. But afterwards, right. I think he would have something to say. Which, whatever. But I don't know how I'm going to address it. So...
listeners,
what do you suggest? Have you had that experience before? How did you address it? Did it end good, bad? We want to know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I also wanted to say that we do have a new listener that emailed us. I forgot to talk about it. Peyton, no, she's not new, but she emailed us. 1 second, please.
Wasn't it Amy or something like that?
Leslie, sorry. So, Leslie, thank you for emailing us. That was a long email, and we love long emails.
Mm-hmm. I'm we not really cheap, Anna. I promise you. Or Leslie, sorry.
And this, oh, it's another female listener. I mean, how many female listeners do we have?
Well, this is
kind of love it.
This is partially a female show. I mean, you
clearly
have two
from
fags.
Your top.
My titties, my ass and titties.
Okay, we gotta go. This is Ricky,
and this is I don't know.
Hope you enjoyed the show. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate your feedback.
Please visit us at foulmonkeys.com or call us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by following at Foul Monkeys and visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/foulmonkeys and make sure you like our page.
You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us, Fullerton, or no, just hate us.
You hate us.
I mean, left at yeah.
How about Chicago? I could be there.